Jim Hess with Nesser Construction is the site executive for the project.
On the outside of the building, on the site work, the on-property site work, we have begun work in earnest on the west side of the building. We are starting the sidewalks and the walls that will become part of the urban plaza. On the west, we are also working on the north along Reading Road, bringing the curbs and the lanes into the parking garage. We are also continuing our efforts with the public work improvement. That involves work on Reading Road, the vacation of Broadway, the relocation of Eggleston, and the improvements along Court.
Steve Rosenthal, the principal of Rock Gaming, which is developing the 400,000-square-foot casino, says the project is on schedule for opening next spring, and it's on budget.
Our goal was to create a casino that really engaged the city, that really had a pedestrian scale so that you would feel kind of a relationship between the city, the urban core, and the casino.
That's why the design includes a glass entranceway that will welcome visitors in from outside and will allow those outside to peer into the casino. It's also why the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville restaurant next to the main entrance will be accessible from the outside as well as the inside. Kevin Klein is the casino's general manager. He took reporters on a tour of the main floor, which will have 3 restaurants, 2,000 slot machines, 85 game tables, and a World Series of Poker room. One of the eateries will be a 400-seat horseshoe buffet. In addition to the glass pedestrian main entrance, there will also be 2 entrances from the parking garage. One of them will feature valet parking. Klein says a main attraction on the first floor will be what he calls a feature bar.
In the center of our casino, of our 2,000 slots and 85 tables, we've actually created a 2,000-square-foot feature bar that actually opens up to the casino floor. So the idea is kind of creating this hub, this destination within the casino floor where folks can go and be entertained. We can program it. You can get the best and most creative cocktails and really enjoy the electricity and the energy that we expect to be coming from the exciting casino environment that we're creating here at the Horseshoe. So it's actually an open facade. What you see here are these kind of glass illuminated blue cubes that give the bar some depth and dimension. Exciting bar in the middle, TVs where you can go and watch games. And this is a kind of an idea of the bar feeding off of the energy of the casino and the bar feeding energy out.
The main floor of the Horseshoe Casino will also include a VIP players lounge. Kevin Klein says the second floor will have other kinds of amenities.
We have 33,000 square feet of space. 23,000 of that will be very flexible meeting and event space that we'll be able to host people from the community that want to have meetings, special events. We'll do casino events up there. If we bring our World Series of Poker circuit event to Cincinnati, which I fully expect we'll have our World Series of Poker circuit event on the second level. And it also gives us an alternative venue for entertainment. So we talked about doing entertainment and programming outside. We can also program entertainment on the second floor inside.
Cincinnati's Horseshoe Casino is expected to create more than 1,700 jobs. Developers plan to hire 90% of the employees from the Cincinnati area. 4,200 applications have already been received for 750 table games dealers and supervisory positions. Additional job openings will be posted in the fall and early winter. I'm Steve Hirschberg.